AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. June 1st is the deadline to act, or surveillance powers would run out. But the White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the Senate needs to sign a bill that would end the National Security Agency's collection of American phone records while preserving other powers.
If some Senate Republicans believe, as the president does, that we must be vigilant in the face of terrorist threats, it would be irresponsible to let these authorities lapse, even for a few days.
Senators are divided on the issue. President Obama says it's a big step forward. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports Obama's top legislative priority is taking the next step.
The vote was 62-38 as the Trade Promotion Authority measure, also known as Fast Track, cleared a key procedural hurdle. The measure, which would limit Congress to approving or rejecting any trade agreement, it couldn't make any changes, is seen as key to the ongoing trade talks with a dozen Pacific nations. Almost three-quarters of the Senate's Democrats voted against the president, many arguing the measure would cost jobs.
The famed archaeological site at Palmyra in Syria is now in control of Islamic State militants. Deborah Lair with the Antiquities Coalition says overrunning World Heritage sites like this is all about power.
It's using destruction at these sites to get on the front page of news, but also to intimidate the local communities where they tend to have a religious or historic meaning to them.
A federal appeals court is delaying sex reassignment surgery for a transgender prison inmate in California, hours after a state panel recommended she be paroled. Police have surrounded a home in Missouri looking for the ex-boyfriend of a woman found dead along with her teenage son less than a month after the man was accused of holding her captive in a wooden box for months. After a 10-hour standoff, it's over in Charleston, South Carolina. Police shot and killed a man suspected of being involved in the wounding of a sheriff's deputy at a gas station. This is AP Radio News. Energy stocks gave the markets a slight boost today. The closing bell is sounded on Wall Street. The Dow finished up about a point. Former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez was back in court today. This time, the charge, witness intimidation.
And how do you wish to plead as to this indictment?
Not guilty.
Hernandez is accused of trying to silence a witness in a double murder case by shooting the man in the face. The man lost an eye and is suing Hernandez. Aaron Hernandez was convicted last month in the 2013 murder of Odin Lloyd, who was dating his fiancée's sister. The final numbers are in for David Letterman.
It's beginning to look like I'm not going to get the Tonight Show.
I don't think so.
Nielsen says 13.76 million viewers saw Letterman's last late-night show on CBS. That's the biggest audience for him in more than 21 years. Dave had more viewers than any show on primetime schedule last night as well. Jay Leno's Farewell was seen by 14.6 million viewers. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.